At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Good morning, Courtney. And for Greg, who is on the great island of Nantucket, missing your first appearance on this
movie. That's okay. I thought he was going to Myrtle Beach and, you know, maybe go down there and play some putt-putt, get some all-you-can-eat seafood. I think we should make this the best show of the year.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
It just says handles pure passing situations. Expertly, sorry about that.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Oh my God, it was an orgasm in your mouth. It was truly insane. I never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
And then I heard Shime over the weekend with Mego. A hard D is what you gave it.
Wow. Yep.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Hill Show. You made it out of your Monday, but in my opinion, Tuesdays are the worst day of the week. So I'm thinking of everybody, praying for you all. Courtney in for Greg once again. He's still on Nantucket. Wiggy's here. Curtis is here. Shime's here for one more day before Jackson takes over the big chair in Shime's absence. So good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Great.
Doing well.
It's hot.
It's good.
Yep. Better than the Red Sox. Red Sox dropped their first in Houston, 7-6. Not a great. Well, it was a good homecoming for Bregman. I mean, he homered in that one, but still didn't get the win. Garrett Crochet, the worst outing for him since becoming a Red Sox player.
They got to get off this little slump that they're on. So
you know what? They could use some starting pitching depth.
Yeah. Well, I did see. Aren't they calling up some guy, some lefty? They're calling up a pitcher right now, but it's like that doesn't help. Like that's not what the people want. The people wanted some type of flashy pitcher that you were going to get at the trade deadline to help out Crochet. But Curtis, you're the baseball guy. When you look at Crochet's outing yesterday, is that just him getting tired? Or, he went four innings. He said that he switched up his pitching style watching film of the Astros going into
Yeah, it is going to be the storyline because he's entering uncharted territory. He hasn't had a full season, something Scheim accurately discussed prior to the season, that this is going to be something that is a... For a team that is in contention, this is exactly why you needed to bring in at least one, maybe two starters, because Crochet is your most important player, and he needs to be rested. He was rested, given an extra 2 days out of the All-Star break. He was given an extra 2 days after his start in the last series. I don't think he's all of a sudden sucks, and he's going to be allowing five runs in less than five innings the rest of the season, but it is a concern because this is the area that the analysts, i.e. Breslow, were concerned about.
See, I'm not like concerned just yet because it's one clunker, and I think he's had two clunkers all year long. Well, if he has a couple of these, then you can maybe say, like, you know, his next couple of starts, and you're like, all right, wait a second, he just doesn't look the same, then you might get concerned a little bit. I told you, I'm not going to be too concerned with it. I'm more watching guys like Bayo and Giolito. When you look at the last time we saw Giolito walk four in one inning consecutively, and Bayo doesn't have his best, like, those are the guys that you kind of say, like, all right, well, we needed you to continue at the level that you're at. So that's where I would be a little bit concerned, and then that's where I'd be like, Breslow, that's why you should have added, because we all believed that Bayo and Giolito wouldn't be able to sustain what they were doing for the remainder of the season and into the postseason.
I mean, at least for me, it's not teams that are way worse than the Red Sox. Like, the Astros are number one in the AL West, but then you look at the Padres, they're second in their division. Like, these are good teams that they're falling to, but the Red Sox just need to be in that if they want to have any hope in the postseason. So
yeah, you just can't lose 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row. Like, if
they're getting close.
Well, they're 3
4 out of 5.
Yeah, so you got to be able to, win tonight, maybe, be able to win this series. But you can't have one of those runs where you lose 4, 5, 6 in a row. I know they just won, 7 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
So, they put themselves in a little bit of a position. And I think, with the Red Sox, it's kind of the question becomes, can they stay close enough to Toronto until they play them?
Well, I got to tell you guys, I saw Freakier Friday yesterday after the show, went out to Burlington.
You loved
AMC,
it. Let me
pretty
guess.
Good. It was good.
I knew it.
I don't love everything
yes,
I see.
You do.
No, I don't. If I bring it up, it's usually going to be a positive. But Freakier Friday, I thought it didn't do any disservice to Freaky Friday, the OG. I thought that it was good. I thought it continued the storyline. Like, I walked away from it happy that they made a second.
Right. What? I don't even know what the original is.
Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis, mom and daughter.
Oh,
they switch,
yes.
switch bodies.
Switch
so now
bodies.
Are you ready for the Freakiest Friday?
I don't
is
know.
Is that the third one?
This might be it for them. But it was good. And Lindsay Lohan totally back. So I'm happy for them.
What a career arc.
I mean, it's crazy to think of her Parent Trap, then Mean Girls, and then the absolute fall off of her time in Mykonos, where she had like a reality show of a dance club where she was the manager and she was really, off her rocker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To then just she's a mom now.
To the Freakier Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, it is in America, you can always bounce back no matter how far you go.
How's your bounce back doing? Did you get out there again yesterday?
I jogged yesterday.
Okay.
I felt better. It was so good. It was so hot out. Nobody on Castle Island.
Oh.
It was so quiet. Mm. It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
It was a hot one.
I am. I have to say one thing. I'm feeling more and more critical of Tom Brady.
Really? Why?
Like I have this sound.
Why, what are you
I'll
doing
use,
now?
Do it in my lead. He sat down with. He's on like more podcasts than anybody I've ever heard. He was
wearing
on
an anime T-shirt.
Yes.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, One Piece, baby. Huh? Shout out to Monkey D. Luffy.
Every time I see him, he looks better. But he was talking with Joel Klatt on the Big Noon podcast Saturday show or something.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's Fox contractual obligations to do a certain
number. Because doesn't Joel Klatt do all like the college football on Fox, right?
Yeah. He's their A-game with the great announcer, I can never remember his name, who screams and yells and he's really good. But anyway, he was talking about the new sort of way about business in college football. And I just feel like Tom is just detached from so much reality. Like, He has yet to understand that what made him one of one is what he doesn't understand about everybody else. Like, it's not in everybody to use every single possible slight and funnel it into a positive area to turn yourself into a better person and player at every turn. And I feel like part of why you just, this organization has fallen by the wayside mm-hmm. is that was the North Star. For Bill, you know, he wants to win. He loves to win. He hates to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't feel that way more than settling grievances. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're upset with Brady because he's becoming too accessible? Like he's too much in your face all the time?
Yeah,
like,
I think that's a good point.
If you are, he's in so many different business ventures, so mm-hmm. he does need to be
out there.
He needs to be in front of cameras, in front of microphones, if he wants to stay in public's, you know, want and need.
Like,
and
relevancy when it comes to, yeah. And
But he's on the biggest show every week with 30 million people.
Yeah, I think that like
Tony Romo doesn't do interviews during the week.
Yeah, but Tony Romo doesn't have what Brady has. Like, he doesn't
John
have...
John Madden didn't do interviews
during
the
week.
Well,
I think maybe, like, as it gets... Yeah, he does a lot. But remember, John Madden didn't have a million podcasts. So
that's
maybe
true.
If the podcast thing was big in the John Madden era... Like,
he would have done one on flying. Yeah. And how it sucks.
I don't mind it. I just think, like, you know, when I hear him, I'd like to hear him give his sometimes a little bit more honest opinion. Like when the guy asked him, you know, today's game, would you have transferred? Of course, you would have transferred from Michigan if you were sitting behind. Was it Drew Stetson?
Yeah, I'll get it. No, Drew Henson.
Drew Henson.
But I'll get ahead of it. Wiggy and I are in these. This is great. I love being on the same page. So my lead was simple, and we can, you know, we can just play around. It's August. Tom Brady was in a very privileged position to say, let's say, because Joel Klatt asked him, if all the rules were the same, would you have stayed at Michigan? Because we all know the story about right. the backup and the Michigan superhero that came in and had to share time and he had to earn every start, earn every third quarter. And he said, you know, the best part of my experience was that I had to suffer through that I had to, you know, deal with adversity and that I couldn't just go to an open job. I had to earn the job that I had signed up for at Michigan. And now it's all about millions of dollars. And it's like, well, if your dad wasn't a successful insurance salesman in, you know, Northwest California, then maybe you would have taken the money because your family needed you to take the money. Mm-hmm. And you can't be mad at a system where the people that lead the system leave all the time, i.e. the people that recruited you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in the NFL, but a different situation, where in the NFL, the owner can cut you, and then when you want to trade, the people in the media and the fans say, why don't you own up to the contract? It's like the owner never owns up to the contract. In college football, it's such crap. If Tom Brady was at Michigan and Florida State called or USC called, where his family was, and said, hey, we've got a starting job. You can stick it to Michigan in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would have left in 2 seconds.
And see, I wasn't so concerned about the money aspect of that. I was more concerned about you go from being the guy, and then all of a sudden they bring in a guy to replace you. Like, no player is going to stay in that type of situation. You go from being the starting quarterback, then they bring in this five-star recruit, and then they kind of push you to the back of the bench. Like, the kid from South Carolina, Sellers, I believe his last name is, the quarterback.
Lenoris
Sellers. He turned down less money to stay at South Carolina. I get that part of it. They're probably paying him a good amount of money. He feels, like, loyal to them.
Yep.
But they didn't bring in a five-star recruit to basically replace him or split time with him. Where if Tom knows if they did that and he's in today's game, like any other player, you would be like, especially at the quarterback position, you would be like, you know what? I'm going somewhere else. And there'd probably be, you know, a bunch of teams knocking down Tom Brady's door at the time saying, hey, we would love for you to be our starter here. So I think that was more of the thing for me. I could care less about the money. Like, you know, Michigan probably would have gave him money. But it's the fact that they brought in somebody to split time with him when he was the starting quarterback. And nobody likes that.
No.
But to me, the other side of this is that you can't – it is money. That is what is creating the market for all these guys. And there is a system where for generations, people like Wiggy were playing and you got, you know, a $400 stipend or something, right, while the school's signing a $500 million media rights deal with ESPN. It's just nonsense.
And I love to hear all my former college teammates and all of just former NFL teammates be like, you know, the money's ruined the game. It's ruining the game. And I always just say, man, I wish we had that when I was playing. And they'd be like, yep, we wish we had that. Like, it's just human nature for guys to, you know, whatever situation you come from. I came from a poor single parent household. I would have took money. It didn't matter if you came from a well-off, you know, dual income household. If that type of money is being offered to you as a college kid, you would have took it, you know, and unfortunately, we didn't get it. Some guys might have got money under the table, but you had to be the top of the top to get that. So if the NILs existed when we played, there would not be one guy that sits here today as a former player going, they don't like it, not taking money.
All right, well, we can get to more of that coming up during the leads. We also have They Said It coming up in the 7:30-ish time slot. The news will be right after that. Hill Notes at 9:40. I feel like we've been lacking in Hill Notes. If I'm being completely honest, we need better Hill Notes. If you're listening and go to the Odyssey app, there's a little microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Click that. Leave us a Hill Note on whatever you think should be talked about today. But right now, let's get to what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox dropped their first in Houston, 7-6, the final, and Alex Bregman's first return to his old team. Bregman had a homer in the loss, as did Roman Anthony and Abraham Toro. It was Garrett Crochet's worst start since putting on a Sox uniform. He went 4 innings, giving up 5 runs on 7 hits while striking out 5. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one in Houston tonight, 8:10 first pitch with Dustin May getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 7:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. The Patriots had their last preseason practice at Gillette before taking off to Minnesota today. Ramondre Stevenson hasn't practiced since the preseason game on Friday for undisclosed reasons, so Travion Henderson getting the top running back reps with Antonio Gibson backing him up. The Pats are set for joint practice with the Vikings tomorrow and on Thursday. Shime, are you hearing any rumblings on what's going on with Ramondre? What's going on there?
Not a clue.
Can I throw a conspiracy theory out there?
Yes.
Is there a chance that they, because during the regular season, you don't really play three running backs. Is there a chance that they could be putting him out there for trade fields to see if, you know, teams would be interested to trade for him?
He looked pretty good on Friday.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah. Right.
Why would you don't want to risk him getting hurt in a practice or a game, and maybe you feel like, all right, if Shime thinks that,
I don't know, but if you're trying to win games, he's better than Antonio Gibson, I think. So, like, having him and Travion together, to me, makes the most
sense. But you're not going to really play three backs, though, right?
No, but you don't need to. But that's what I'm saying. He's better than Antonio Gibson, so why? Like, it should be just a rotation of Ramondre and Travion, because ideally what you want is basically what the Lions did Jahmyr Gibbs' rookie season, where Gibbs isn't on the field for, you know, 80% of the snaps. You don't want that for Travion Henderson in his rookie year. You don't want to crush him right away with reps. I think having a two-man rotation at running back is the best idea for this team. So I think Ramondre, Travion is the way to go.
But I guess you're saying the two-man rotation, but is Ramondre that much better than Gibson? See, that I don't think he is. I thought Gibson really showed tough running last year, and when he got his opportunity.
And ball security.
Yeah, and he showed his ball security, his ability to catch the ball.
That's the big thing. It's the fumbles.
If they trade Ramondre Stevenson, there will be one player left from the 2021 draft.
Right. I don't know. It's just like,
you have Mac Jones, Barmore will be here. Ronnie Perkins, Ramondre Stevenson, McGrone, Bledsoe, not Drew, Willie Sherman, and Trey, not Trot Nixon. What a draft.
Because that's the best position group right now. And, you know, you can only play two of those guys. And if you could maybe get something for one of them, and you know, if he's not practicing for whatever undisclosed reason.
Yeah.
The first four picks of the 2021 and 22 drafts, Mac Jones, Barmore, Cole Strange, and Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah. All you got is Barmore left, it looks like.
Yeah. God, what an awful, awful end.
Well, that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That is what's trending. We'll be right back with the leads.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Shine, that's one of your favorite songs. You use that song quite a bit.
Do I?
Yeah, I think so. I like that beat to me.
You like this song? Like,
I don't really know it.
But Bon Jovi?
It does nothing for me. But for sure, it's your prerogative. I love it.
I definitely play a decent amount of Bon Jovi, but that song in particular, I don't play all the time.
Oh, that's a rejoin song that I feel like you play quite a bit.
Bon Jovi got some bangers.
Bon Jovi's got some bangers.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody, and good morning to our friends at Twitch. The worst part about sitting in Greg's chair is that I don't get to interact with my Twitch friends as much or YouTube. Mm-hmm. The Rob on a golf course, Lady Jades of the world, I just feel like I feel out of the loop with all of them, what's going on with their lives. And if you want to watch on Twitch, we're live there every single day, and that's brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, go see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. We're going to have to get to the leads, but before that, Curtis, could we open the Window World of Boston weather window?
Ooh, a couple quick weather notes. The National Hurricane Center is watching a little disturbance that is building off of the eastern seaboard of the United States. Tropical Storm Erin, the spaghetti models, Greg's favorite modeling, show it moving towards the United States mainland, but likely many people believe it is going to make a right turn.
You know what's interesting? I was doom scrolling the other night, and on TikTok, there was a few modelings that I saw, but it must have downgraded from hurricane to tropical storm because they were saying massive hurricane could be hitting the East Coast.
Yeah. I mean, it could. There is the concern. Bermuda may be near it, so there'll be people there concerned, all your good friends on the island. It's too early to tell, but Erin may bring East Coast United States. It looks like it's not going to be impacting the Caribbean, so it's going to either pack the East Coast or make a right turn out to sea. or continue out to sea. 71 in Boston right now. It's going to be 92 again today. It was a hot one yesterday. It's going to feel like 96 in Boston later today. The heat continues tomorrow with a high of 90, and then we get some relief this weekend. Next week, looking gorgeous in the mid-70s.
Not great for your jogging, 96 degrees, 97 degrees.
I do love that it's empty, though. I hate there's like this, now that I'm like a big runner.
Yeah.
The stacked walking around Castle Island is a real problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stay to the right.
I walked yesterday, and it got pretty hot. Like, I couldn't even make the full, you know how Castle Island has its splits? You can kind of cut it, or you could do the long one. I shortcutted it.
Huh?
But our friends were out there. Guys, they never say hi to me, but I know they say hi to you every time.
Yeah, every day.
It's the best weather to work out in is the heat, man.
How did you do Georgia two-a-days?
That's tough. I mean, but I'm talking like going on.
Honestly, I was there 96, humble brag. Jones and Keefe, I was at the 96 Summer Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And we went to Athens,
the
campus of Georgia.
Sick brag, bro.
USA soccer in the Olympics. And Athens was beautiful, really cool town.
Yeah.
Between the hedges.
Yep.
But it was like
sweltering.
I swear. I think we sat in the seats for 15 minutes and I lost like 20 pounds of sweat.
Sweltering heat. Yeah.
Anything I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
Bugs the size of like baseballs.
Ew. Yeah. You never get used to it, but it's just like, you know, the water breaks and everything.
But like with pads on, I would die.
People must be passing out all the time.
Well, you got to make sure that, you know, that's why you've seen some of the heat stroke or heat exhaustion situations. That's why, you know, places like Georgia, places like Florida, Louisiana, Texas, you got to make sure you're taking the proper type of, you know, giving time, getting underneath the shed. They have the misters and getting plenty of water in you, that kind of thing.
It is wild to me because Wiggy always says that he would rather play in the cold.
No,
you would rather play in the heat than the cold.
No, I'd rather play in the cold than the heat.
Okay, so as a guy who played at Georgia, mm-hmm. I would think quite the opposite because you would be used to that.
Because you know what you can do in the cold? You can always layer up. In the heat, when you play in Miami,
you can't get more nude.
Yeah, you get drenched and it's like you put so much water on you and it feels like you're like you jumped in a swimming pool in your socks and your shoes. Where in the cold, you know, you can layer up enough, and then if you're moving around, if you're playing, you're kind of building up this sweat and this kind of like the energy of where it's not too bad. The only time it really bothers people is if you're sitting on the sideline and you're not playing, but once the body gets warmed up in the heat, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. You to the point where you're like literally shoulder pads and pants and you're nude underneath it.
You should do a TED talk on how to be successful in snow.
You should
make sure you keep your feet under you. That's the biggest thing.
All right, Chime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, with so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. The Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru of New England. Shime, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So yesterday we talked a lot about those athletic tiers that had Drake May ranked the 23rd quarterback heading into the 2025 season. Well, ESPN also did some rankings. They do every year these, they're like quote-unquote future power rankings, where they kind of project over the next three seasons and rank every single team in the NFL. And I thought it was very interesting where they ranked the Patriots quarterback situation with Drake May. They ranked it 7th overall, behind only Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert. That's it. So they ranked Drake May in the Patriots quarterback situation ahead of guys like C.J. Stroud, like Jordan Love, like Bo Nix, Jalen Hurts, all those guys, which I thought was very interesting.
How far ahead do they look?
3 years. So within the next 3 years, they expect Drake May to be a top 7 quarterback in the entire NFL.
Well, that's so silly, because what if Arch Manning's drafted and dominates? Then there's another person that's not even on the list.
Yes, but I mean, it's who's in the NFL currently, Curtis. Like, it's just, that's how...
Well, they have to balance who's in the NFL currently with who will be in the NFL, right? Mm-hmm.
But that's exciting, if you just look at it that way. I mean, to be a top 7 quarterback in the NFL, if you're Drake May, that's... people believe in him, which is shocking when it comes to what Vegas has him for touchdowns this season. If
so
if there's
weird.
People that believe that he's going to be a top seven quarterback, and then they have, a, what is it, 19? 19 touchdowns this year.
We call that a cam.
Right. What so, is that? What, who, like, who do they think he is going to be?
Well, it's just because I don't think that they believe that he is going to make that jump right away. It's over the next three seasons, right?
Over
so
the
it's
next
not
3 years?
It's not going to be this, like, immediate jump from 23 to 7. I think it's going to be more gradual than that. It'll be, you know, he's 23rd right now before the season starts. Maybe by the end of the season, he's up to 12. And then by the end of the next season, he's up closer to 7. And I kind of think that's how it goes. I think everybody's progression in the NFL is not linear. I think everybody's is different. And so I don't expect him to be the number 7. I think 7 is high, to be honest. And I'm as big on Drake May as there is. But, like, that to me seems crazy. I think he's going to be awesome. But mm-hmm. to just expect him to go from, where you know, 23 to 7, theoretically, is wild.
Jalen Hurts gets, like, I don't.
No respect.
No respect.
Like, if anybody else
amazing.
Had that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It would have been all about how that guy, whoever it was, Lamar Jackson outduels Patrick Mahomes to win a Super Bowl. But it's like it's an afterthought.
Well, I think it's because of the weapons he has around him.
I know, but he was so much better than.
But
Mahomes
even on top of that, Curtis, too. Like I look at C.J. Stroud, who was phenomenal in his rookie year, and like clearly took a step back last year, but is a really good quarterback in the NFL and struggled from having a really bad offensive line last year, which is why he kind of took a step back. And I'm like, I love Drake May, but CJ Stroud has won a playoff game in two consecutive seasons. He has proven a lot more than Drake May has. And so it's wild to me mm-hmm. to see people have him just skyrocketing up these quarterback lists.
We talked about this yesterday with that stupid article that they sent, Ken sent in The Athletic, but it's just like, some of these people who come up with these things are so dumb. Because, like, I was deep diving with that article, Shime and I, off the air. We didn't talk about this on the air. But that article with the tears.
Yep.
They had Joe Burrow ahead of Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Yep. This is what I freaked out about, a month ago?
And so, like, even with this one, like, we all think Drake May is going to be good, but to say he's going to be a top 7 quarterback.
Yeah, but it's clickbait. You got to also remember that these people are trying to get people to talk about it, so they're going to throw things into all of their tiers or lists that are going to get people to say, how could you put this person ahead of this
right,
person?
But I get the clickbait, but the
makes them look stupid.
Yeah, you also have to have some credibility.
Yeah, like, I get the clickbait for certain things, like, oh, okay, like, all right, that we'll get to, like, Cam Newton, Jalen Hurts is not in his top 10. Like, all right, you could make the argument, you know, and maybe have some people that could, you know, say, I agree with Cam because statistically his passing numbers right. are never up there.
His regular season stats are not eye-popping.
Right, but to say that this Athletic one had Joe Burrow ahead of Lamar Jackson and or had the tiers, had them in the same tiers, but had him higher than Allen and Lamar Jackson, or to have Drake May 7th.
If you had Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins,
right.
they would be the MVP every
season.
It'd
be unstoppable.
And, like, they said, Curtis, this was by executives. I would love to know who the panel of these 50 GMs and former executives
and coaches.
Because I don't know if there's a person, if you asked, would you take Burrow over Lamar and Josh Allen? I don't think there is a person out there that would say, give me
Well,
Joe
like,
Burrow.
I think it's proven. Lamar and Josh Allen are able to do it with, like, no receiving help, especially Josh Allen. Last year, what he did with that team, he was the entire offense. And, like, it was him in the offensive line, and that's about it. Whereas Joe Burrow has required Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins to have good NFL seasons.
And I don't – this is just off the top of my head, but – they have missed the playoffs the last 2 years, the Bengals, right?
At least the last year.
They missed that.
I think they were 9-8 or 8-9 in both years.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the year prior to that.
So I do not know of a healthy, all-time great quarterback in his prime who missed the playoffs consecutive years.
You're right, Curtis. They missed him back-to-back seasons.
Yeah, I know.
So you're talking about
a
quarterback with
too.
Those two weapons mm-hmm. in consecutive seasons missing the playoffs and you're putting him ahead of Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, have almost single-handedly put those franchises on their back to the playoffs every year.
Yeah,
won playoff games and been in AFC championship games.
If you miss the playoffs in consecutive seasons in the middle of your prime with those weapons, I'm sorry, you're not the second best quarterback.
And I won't give him a pass, but the year prior to last year, he only played in 10 games, so it's like, okay, people say, well, he's hurt. But last year, when you look at it, he wasn't able to do it. And the fact that these are GMs, executives, and coaches that would honestly say, give me Burrow. Whether you want to say, give me Burrow over Jackson, okay. But to say, give me Burrow over Jackson and Josh Allen, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, great lead chime. Jackson, I see you ready to go. Good morning.
Good morning. This is one of those leads that is not going to please Curtis. It's not going to be the top of everybody's mind. It's not going to get a discussion going in Boston. I'm sorry, Curtis. But this is the only thing that's on my mind, and I have to get it out.
All right.
It's kind of sucks. My fiance and I are looking for a new place to live.
Mm.
So we are looking.
No thanks to your brother.
No thanks to my brother.
Yep.
No, that's a whole big thing. But our landlord, we still like her. She's a nice lady, but her daughter lives with her. But her boyfriend is moving in, so the daughter is going to move into our apartment. So we have to get the heave-ho. So. And I'd be killed if I went home without saying this on the radio show I work on, so I have to do it. Anybody knows of anything around the Boston area, reach out to me. Yeah, we're desperate.
Zillow. Zillow's really good.
Yeah.
I've looked at all the bookmarks.
All right. But I guess it depends on your budget first, and then maybe you might have to go. Might not be able to be in Boston.
No, yeah, or anything.
Chelsea, Everett, Revere.
How many beds?
Months, yeah.
One bedroom?
Two, yeah.
One
two,
or two
Two would be awesome. One would
be
nice,
awesome.
You know.
I have to say, True Hampshire, the Twitch chat, Costco.
I know. Dude, you don't think I've thought of building a fort there a couple times?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Costco doesn't have a apartment building.
No, but it is. I mean, this makes me even more upset for you when it comes to your brother, honestly.
Right.
Like, you know, looking at a brother in need and not helping
out. But doesn't the brother have to remodel the apartment first?
It's all bare bones now.
Right, so he wouldn't
really
be able to stay there anyways.
How soon do you need to be out?
Ideally, September, but, we can't live anywhere if we don't have a place to go. So.
Right.
Yeah. Greg's got a house in Maine. I'm sure he'd let you shack up.
Oh,
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's go, Uncle Greg.
But there's a lot of nice places. Not like I said, Revere, Chelsea.
Eastie, actually, rents are awesome in Eastie right now.
Yeah, Eastie's a good place for rent. I guess it just depends on what your budget is looking for. You could probably get a studio for somewhere be like $1,700.
Yeah, but two grown adults and a dog and two cats in a studio.
All right. Mm-hmm. You probably get a one bedroom for 25, maybe.
There's the old Jesus station on the top floor that's just vacant. There's a nice bathroom right across.
Curtis,
the way.
You don't understand how frustrating it is to see how much space is wasted when you are looking for a place to live.
All right, Jackson. Well, we'll be looking for you.
Yeah, sorry to bring down the show, but reach out if you have any.
DM us on the Greg. What is it, Greg Hill?
Show WE.
Or leave us a Hill note with an offer.
Yes, yes, please.
Jackson could come and squat for your place.
Yeah.
Get Jackson.
No, I'm not that.
Yeah.
No.
All right, great job, Jackson. We have more leads to get to, but we're going to have to take a break before that. Any teases? Well, we already got Curtis's lead, right, this morning?
Yeah, we did some Brady, but I'm sure we're going to go into different places. I think Wiggy's lead is going to be what steals the show today.
You think my lead
would it be so fast? Don't get too ahead
of
yourself.
Yeah, I mean, do you know my lead
I have
is?
No idea. All right. Just was trying to,
I'm wearing a sweatshirt that indicates what my lead is about. It's from the Eras Tour. Big news today that we can get to. And it involves sports. Because,
thank God.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixture. I don't know if anybody else saw what I'm going to be talking about.
I think I did, but I didn't really dive into it.
It's all I saw on my Twitter timeline.
Does it have to do with a podcast?
Yes.
All right. I didn't really dive. I was looking to see who it was.
God, thank you, Scott.
Podcast, but also like a massive day tomorrow for your girl.
Something is about it the 13th?
It is. August 13th tomorrow, actually. Good job.
I think it's something about a podcast guest.
podcast guest, but there's big news on the podcast that they already gave away.
What's weirder, a Disney or adult or a grown adult that has a lucky number?
Disney adult.
Okay.
And we're going to get to a Disney adult in the news today, so get excited for that.
I can't wait. I saw PMT were getting heat because they had a similar take. Set the dialogue for the nation. They're getting attacked for
I guess the bigger adult. Question, Curtis, what's weirder, a Disney adult or an adult sycophant of a pop singer?
Or what's weirder, a Disney adult or somebody who said if they had $1 billion they would hire a dramatic Denzel. Actor to go just perform for them individually?
Oh, that's what you do when you got money.
No,
right?
Nobody does that.
Well, what are you crazy? Because you don't
Training
have money.
Day.
And you've got people. When you have money, you don't have people, assistants, managers, people who do stuff for you. What are the people?
Yeah, you don't
butlers?
Have Denzel.
Butlers. Why do you look at me when you think of butler?
No, man, I'm saying, but that's when you have that type of money, I could get Denzel to do what it is I want to do.
Okay. Almost too many things coming up.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back with the rest of the leads.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. We've got Wiggy. We've got Curtis. We've got leads from Shime and Jackson in the bank, but we still have some left this morning. Curtis, your lead this morning was about Brady. He's rubbing you the wrong way.
Yeah. Brady's tour, which I'm sure is contractually obligated, is, I think, making him too, he's just everywhere saying things that I just find to be, at the very least, relatively tone deaf. He's talking about the new way of college sports, and he says the only reason he is where he is that he stuck it out at Michigan and didn't have the ability to go transfer and get money, and now it's all about how much money you make and how easy the job is to win. Neither of those things should be done in college. You should use college to get the instill the ethic and discipline that will get you the opportunity to earn money at the next level. Tom absolutely would have transferred from Michigan if the rules were they are now, especially considering to this day he hates Lloyd Carr for what he did. His father had to convince him not to leave. There's a great book by this gentleman who was the sports psychologist at Michigan that Tom's still close with, and Tom wrote the foreword of it, about how Tom desperately wanted to leave, but his dad convinced him to stay.
Right.
If he had the opportunity to transfer without penalty to the West Coast, he absolutely would have done it. I understand that the people that have been in charge of college sports are bothered by the freedom that the players now enjoy, but it is the logical conclusion of a free market society, and I believe it is the best for the people that are suffering the most on the field, actually putting their bodies on the line. So that is my lead.
That's okay. A good one. I agree with you, and I think people always get in this kind of when you think of athletes getting paid in college, and I get it is a lot of money, but, you know, coaches get a lot of money. Not every coach gets this. The head coach doesn't get the same as the defensive coordinator. So when people are like, well, they should all be getting paid the same. Nope, don't work that way. So, and I'm with you. Like, every athlete back then, like, if it was easy to transfer, you would transfer. I transferred, and it was a lot hotter back in the day. And I transferred because my coach went from Marshall to Georgia, a better school, and there was a better opportunity for me there.
But don't you think that's the case for a lot of people, whether it's sports or the real world? Like, everybody loves to talk about how hard they had it in their day, and that, you know, oh, these kids don't know how good they have it. Like,
right.
That's just what a lot of it, not Wiggy, because no. Wiggy says, you know, everybody would do it if they had the opportunity. But I do think there are athletes out there that are like, no, I would have stayed where I was because, you know, I had this oomph that nobody has anymore.
Stop it.
But what Tom's right about is that there are experiences in your life professionally or as a child that are really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, you don't want to do it. But when you're done, you're grateful you did. And you look back on your career and your life and you say, if not for that tough experience,
right,
I wouldn't be where I am.
Right.
But you don't have to. That's totally true. But you should also have the freedom to move about because that's what everybody else does.
Yep.
All right. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So I kind of touched about this yesterday and did a little research. And the Patriots about to do something that hasn't been done since 2019. And the Bears did it in 2013. And it looks like potentially start two offensive linemen that are both rookies. And this is something that you don't see in the NFL. It's very, you know, it's one of those things that it's very difficult to do. And there's a chance that your left side of the line could be two rookies. And what potentially that can look like. We talked about that a little bit with Mike Vrabel yesterday. And it has me a little bit concerned just because I understand the game and I know how difficult it is to do it. And when you look at those teams, Atlanta went 7-9 in 2019 when they did it. And the Bears went 8-8 when they did it in 2013. It is very difficult to do. I would really consider moving Michael Owenu to left guard. I think he's played there before in the past. Put him alongside Will Campbell and then move Wilson to right guard. Who's the kid they got playing right tackle now, Shime? Not Moses, but who's the kid?
He's huge.
Is it DeMontre Jacobs? I'll double check. Hold on.
All right. And I don't think he's a rookie, so I think when you look at where
Marcus Bryant, he is the rookie.
Oh, he's a rookie too? Wow.
Marcus Bryant is a rookie. Yes.
Wow, so you could have three rookies there if Moses, but I'm thinking Moses is going to be the starter, so that's why I would put Wilson on the right side. And then at least it gives Will Campbell a veteran to lean on, and then it would give Wilson a veteran to lean on and Moses. So if you're New England, and that's why I think maybe you might want to look this week at some of the line combinations. I know that in the game last week, I don't know if you guys saw it, that they started Bradberry at center, but then they brought in Ben Brown very quickly. And so maybe there's, you know, shuffling the deck and see what it's going to look like. But that might be something that you want to keep your eyes on, fans. And maybe that might be something that I could see the Patriots potentially doing, because you don't want the blind side of Drake May being protected by two rookies.
All right, I love it. Thanks, Wiggs.
You got it.
My lead, very quick this morning. It is breaking news that Taylor Swift is going to have her 12th album release. It's called The Life of a Showgirl. I'm wearing my Taylor Swift sweatshirt this morning. She is going to be on the New Heights podcast tomorrow. That's where she will make the announcement of when this album is coming out. I'm assuming because tomorrow is August 13th, it will come out tomorrow. She does like to release albums on Fridays as well, so maybe this Friday it's coming out. And the announcement is coming on the 13th. But I am beyond excited for this. I have goosebumps all over my legs right now while talking about it. I will be insufferable for the remainder of the week once this is released. I hope we get a single tomorrow at least. But The Life of a Showgirl coming out, her 12th album. And this means maybe a tour coming. I think that maybe we'll even get like a hint to Taylor and Travis being engaged. They look very lovey-dovey sitting next to each other on this podcast. I am thrilled. Over the moon. Very, very excited. It's exactly what I need. needed on a Tuesday when Tuesdays are the worst day of the week. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Travis.
Taylor,
will
album.
Her 13th album be her best?
You got to calm down.
I mean, you would think, Curtis. But
I mean, James is going to be jacked.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have a Taylor Swift dance party.
And with the title, The Life of a Showgirl, it's giving high energy. It's giving very poppy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be right up James's alley.
Yeah, he's a showman. So
yes, that is very, very, very
so
true.
Is she the princess of pop? Is that what she is?
I mean, yeah, no? I would mm-hmm. assume so. Well, Queen, really.
Well, that's Beyonce. Queen Bee.
Yeah.
That is the beehive. Be careful. The beehive
no, I
comes
know,
for
Swifties
you.
Swifties are scary, too.
Not like the beehive,
well,
though.
You never know.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited.
Yes.
So,
sounds like an amazing album.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
The features.
You seem insanely excited.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Sean?
Sure.
Come on.
It'll be fun to listen.
Yeah, you listen.
Who,
yeah,
do you I'll think Taylor listen, Swift's career would have been better if she had Jordan as a publicist?
No, I think Tree Payne is on a level all around.
Okay. I can't remember the last time I was...
Did Tree Payne come after T-Pain, or was just an...
I think he would have
after
T-Pain. I can't remember the last time I was geeked up for an album to drop.
Really?
Yeah.
Her last album that dropped, I got like a leak, and I listened to the leak, and people thought that it was rude, that you're not a real fan if you listen to the leak. I don't care.
Reddit?
I got the album after, but I had to listen as soon as I got it, so I'm very excited.
I mean, plus, then again, my favorite musician passed away a long time ago, so,
right, so
once Biggie died, it was kind of like...
Oh, Elvis?
No.
And when Biggie had an album, you got excited, right?
No, I mean, I was... You know, wasn't like that, but, you know, it was a lot longer.
Oh, Shive, I have a rejoin that I heard yesterday for the first time in a while. It's Biggie, and it was like it made my whole workout so much better. I
All
would
right.
love it if we
okay.
could have it
Which
up.
One is? It's going to be tough. Is it Warnings?
Just
Dead Wrong.
No.
Well, let him give it to Shive, and then we'll do it as a rejoin.
We'll come back and tell me. Everybody can tell me what you think.
All right. I'm sure everybody's on the edge of their seat for that, so we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.